Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you so much for being with us across the Civic Media Network. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Dan Schaefer here filling in for Maggie Dawn here from 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network. Thank you again for joining us. Make a plan to vote in the April 1st spring general election. And when the polls close at 8, tune in here to the Civic Media Network to hear results and analysis you won't find anywhere else. So you can listen to election results on tomorrow evening, beginning at 8 p.m. for the results of statewide races for Wisconsin Supreme Court, Superintendent of Public Instruction, constitutional ballot questions, along with results from local referendum and municipal elections across the state. I will be part of that special coverage tomorrow evening, as will Todd Alba. And so we have a very exciting night for you planned, and we can recombobulate together after what is sure to be, might be a little bit of a discombobulating day. And here to talk about that, and here to talk about so many things, is Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Ben, thank you so much for joining us here on Civic Media.
Great to be with you, Dan. Great to be with the whole Civic Media community on Election Eve Day. This is
Election Eve Day.
We are sliding quickly into the final stretch in an epic showdown that, if Elon Musk has it right, could determine the fate of Western civilization.
Yeah, let's start there. Let's start by talking about Elon Musk's event last night in Green Bay, where he had some pretty lofty characterizations of what this race means. So, what was your reaction to what Musk had to say and to the event last night in Green Bay?
The event, Elon Musk trying to bribe voters, is a disgrace. This is like the most absurd kind of cartoon version of what Citizens United inflicted on our country. This is the world's richest man showing up in Wisconsin with giant novelty $1 million checks that he hands out to the head of the College Republicans of Wisconsin as though he's rewarding regular folks for siding with his team. Also, he can buy our judiciary and eliminate the independence of a branch of government and destroy federalism. This is someone who has bought Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel is this kind of record of supporting his campaign donors at the expense of the public. And now he wants to buy voters too. So I was shaking my head very rapidly throughout. The other thing that jumped out to me is his stated justification for all this. He doesn't talk about his own lawsuit where he can make money from this. His stated justification is that he says the control of the U.S. House is on the line in this election. And what he means is that he thinks that I'm sure he's right, that if he can buy the seat for Brad Schimmel, Brad Schimmel will lock in an unfair Republican gerrymander. His whole justification for this is Republicans have 6 out of the 8 congressional seats in a 50-50 state, and he wants to keep it that way forever. And that is what he says is the most important issue in this race. Like the idea that we should figure out whether the maps actually meet our constitutional standards, or that maps should, God help us, reflect the population, that has nothing to do with it. For him, it's just about power and control. And that was kind of a big reveal. For all these guys, it's just about them being in charge and all of us having to live in their world and do what they want, instead of the public being able to decide who represents them, who serves them, what the laws are that the judges should then make sure are properly interpreted and executed. Like, this is about Elon Musk wanting to be king, and he didn't even get elected, as opposed to a country that Susan Crawford has served her whole life, where ultimately the people are the sovereign in the United States.
So do you think, given the prominence that Musk has had, he comes to Wisconsin in the final week here, he's been the single biggest donor in the race, do you think this race has now become a referendum on Elon Musk?
I do. Which in a sense is, it's a shame, because I think Susan Crawford is extraordinary. She is a public servant with integrity, with extraordinary judgment, with exactly the right judicial temperament, with this track record of having served the public, fought for voters' rights and workers' rights and reproductive freedom, versus Brad Schimmel, who is a corrupt kind of MAGA partisan, Scott Walker's bagman. Now he wants to upgrade to Elon Musk's bagman. That by itself would be a really important race. The majority in the Wisconsin Supreme Court is really important. And all the issues that might be at stake in Wisconsin courts and the kind of integrity and character of the judicial candidates, all that by itself would be more than enough to make this an extremely important election. But now it is kind of centrally about this question of whether the richest person in the world gets to own Wisconsin the way he now owns the White House. And I think most people don't want him to, but if he wins, that will be the message that it sends to the country, to Wisconsinites, to the whole world, that Elon Musk is in charge. Everyone needs to do what he says. He can just stomp in and buy your election if you try to go up against him. And that makes it even more critical that he loses and Susan Crawford wins, because we have to show ourselves and this country and the world that democracy can still operate in this country, that it's not totally hopelessly broken. This is a dark time. People are scared. And I think the result of this race is going to either reinforce that kind of stark terror about where we're all headed, or light a candle in the darkness and give us some hope that we desperately need.
That is absolutely something that we desperately need. And you touched on something that I wrote about in a recent column at the Recombobulation Area too, because, you know, this race has always been super important for Wisconsin, right? For just as it was 2 years ago when the balance of power was on the line, when Janet Protasiewicz was running against Daniel Kelly, you know, many of the same themes of reproductive rights or redistricting, many of the big issues that were standing out then are also still really important in this race in Wisconsin. But it's that national resonance of what you're talking about with this being the first kind of like state level test since, you know, this election happening just 71 days after Trump returned to office, everything that's been happening with Elon Musk, with Doge, you know, do you think that has vaulted this to a level that, you know, that has symbolic resonance, not just, you know, the day-to-day lives of Wisconsinites, but for the day-to-day lives of people across the country who might be watching this as a test case for what's going to happen going forward?
I think the answer to this is absolutely yes. And I was in Kenosha with Susan Crawford on Friday. There were reporters from England, from Italy, and from Australia who were there to cover it for this exact reason, which is that it is the first test. It's the first time voters have, you know, given a thumbs up or a thumbs down to the Trump administration. And all the stuff that they're doing nationally, the you know, gutting of the Social Security Administration and the like looting of the Veterans Administration and the dismantling of, you know, the idea that Congress should decide what gets funded as opposed to, you know, whoever the president delegates to a position that doesn't even really exist. All that stuff is kind of now baked into this race. If Musk is able to pull this off, to buy this election, it will be seen as a ratification of a public approval in the closest state in the country of everything this administration, call it a regime, is trying to do. If Musk loses, despite spending so much and his side spending more than you know, Team Crawford has spent, Musk by himself has spent more in this race than the total spending in any previous judicial election in American history, other than the 2023 election. If Crawford wins, then that says something about whether there's a limit, there's a line that you kind of can only cross at your political peril. And I think that if Crawford wins, it actually does open this question up for Republicans about whether they are essentially walking off a plank with Elon Musk, whether they have gone so far out there and now they're so tied to something that's so politically toxic that they need to try to scramble back on the ship, or else they're going to, you know, fall into shark infested waters politically.
We're talking here with Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I'm your guest host on the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. So obviously so much going on with Elon Musk in town yesterday, just with the election happening tomorrow. What is Election Eve Day like for you here in Wisconsin? What are you up to today?
So I right now am in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm at the Oshkosh County Democratic Party's office. Excuse me, Winnebago County Democratic Party office.
Glad to hear it. My old stomping grounds in Oshkosh. Always got to give a shout out to Oshkosh. I'm a proud graduate of UWO. So shout out Oshkosh.
Great stomping grounds they are. I was just knocking on doors with Gordon Hintz and Lori Palmieri a little bit. And then earlier today, I was in Green Bay and did a campus kickoff there. I'm doing a ton of press. I'm doing a lot of, like, I'm getting the kind of wave of "what are you hearing" texts that political operatives often do, and have a little write up about, you know, sources of energy and sources of anxiety. And then tonight I'm going to be back in Madison with Judge Crawford for her last stop on her giant 23 stop tour at the Majestic in Madison on at 5:15 p.m. Everyone's invited, which I think will be great. So I think that this is going to be, you know, this is a very good day. We do not have any $1 million checks to hand out to anybody. And we're also not inspiring thousands of people to come out and protest. What we're doing is talking to voters about this election. And what we find is when you start talking about Musk, people's eyes light up and start to smolder. People are mad and they want a way to fight back. And this race gives them a way to fight back.
Yeah, has that been the most, has been the topic that's really stood out the most as you're talking to voters, as you, you know, touring around the state?
Yes, that's what's so interesting about it. It is normally, you know, the people supporting a candidate are a much less big deal than the candidates themselves. And Susan Crawford is a formidable candidate, but Brad Schimmel has outsourced his campaign to Elon Musk. And Elon Musk has become not just an icon of everything that's wrong, he's the author of so much that's wrong in this country at this moment. And so that it really does become a conversation about that and whether it's okay and what is he going to do with your Social Security information and, you know, what is it going to mean for the university system in our state when he's defunding it systematically? Like, so many things that directly affect people in their lives are connected to him personally, Musk personally. And there's no number of bribes that he can give out to, you know, hand-selected Republican activists that can change that fact. People don't want to live underneath his guillotine. Like, they want to pull their head out and get off the platform. And yeah, I think Elon Musk's role in this race, for all the money he's put in, it's actually going to drive out Democratic turnout even more. And I think once, you know, moderate or purple district members of Congress realize that, they're going to face an existential choice between risking a primary challenge from a Musk-funded challenger or a general election in which they're tied to the most unpopular person in American politics.
We're talking here with Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He's in Oshkosh. He's been all over the state. There's so much going on with this race. So what is, you know, beyond the talking about Elon, because we've talked a lot about Elon, what is your closing message that you're bringing to voters when you're talking to them in their communities?
Well, if you want an abortion ban, you should vote for Brad Schimmel, because he is a big abortion ban Brad, big abortion ban enthusiast. If you want to have a state Supreme Court that re-gerrymanders our state legislature and locks in gerrymandered congressional seats to make sure Republican politicians always have control, then probably Brad Schimmel's your guy. If you think that decisions around reproductive freedom and gerrymandering and voting rights should be decided based on our law and our constitution by someone whose, you know, life speaks to her values of public service, then you should vote for Susan Crawford. And beyond that, if you want to send a message nationwide that the richest people in the world shouldn't be able to just buy elections, that Elon Musk shouldn't get to have total control with no check or balance on his power, then voting for Susan Crawford is the most powerful way to send a message to the whole country that exists on planet Earth right now. You know, people are protesting every weekend at Tesla dealerships and so forth. That is well and good. But defeating Elon Musk in the election that he's made his special project after 2024 in the face of $26 million of his spending, that sends a message that the whole world will hear. And voting for Susan Crawford both affirms your values in the state of Wisconsin and pushes back against this march towards oligarchy that is making the future look very bleak until we can restore some hope.
Wisconsin has a really unique opportunity right now. Not every state's going to have a state level election this year that could, you know, be a referendum on what's going on with Donald Trump, with Elon Musk, with everything else. And, you know, as much as polls will tell something, as much as, you know, media narratives will say something about what's going on, actual votes carry so much more resonance to them. So, you know, I know so many listeners here on Civic Media are ready and excited to go to the polls. Many of you have probably already voted, but now is crunch time, and we got to get everybody we know to get to the polls and send that message to Elon Musk, to Donald Trump, that we can't be bought and that we need a new direction here. So we're going to continue talking with Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, after the break here. I am your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am filling in for Maggie Dawn. So Maggie will be back very soon to be talking more to all of you fine folks who are listening across the Civic Media Network. Also, just a reminder to all of you that are Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest is happening now. So be on the lookout for those codes when we announce them. I think the next one is being announced at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Stick with us. We've got more with Ben Wickler here after the break. Stick with us.